Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Bird Calls. For more breakdowns on the Pelicans, including interviews with coaches, journalists, and opposing experts, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. What's up, Pelicans fans? Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Preston Ells. Of course, this is just a trial run. This is our first live broadcast. We're just experimenting right now, and I'm going to try to get my first caller. Of course, we've been talking about the Pelicans, the schedule. What do you guys think? What are your thoughts? Be sure to call in. The number is 929-477-4091. We're going to give you guys the opportunity to call in next week, a week from now, Sunday at 7 p.m., 6 p.m. Central Time. Once again, just as we did this week. Right now, I'm trying.
Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
I'm going to reach out to Ali or Kevin or Jamil to get them to call in and talk a little bit of Pelicans with you guys once more. In case you didn't hear on the last podcast, we talked a little bit about Julius Randle and Nikola Mirotic. They're fit together. They're fit with Anthony Davis. Of course, none of us have any doubt that Julius Randle and Anthony Davis are going to fit together seamlessly. The question becomes, these guys are both expiring contracts. They're both going to be free agents this summer. A lot of teams are going to have salary cap space, and these guys are going to demand big money deals. Of course, Nikola Mirotic is coming off that two-year, $25 million deal. The second year was the team option that he was able to force out of the Pelicans. And Julius Randle, so too, he's got a two-year, $18 million deal, but the second year is a player option. Have to think, under no circumstance is he going to exercise that option, barring some kind of injury that would really torpedo the Pelican season. All right, we've got a caller right now. Let's see who it is. All right, caller, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hey, Preston, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm just experimenting with our first live broadcast. I finally got it on the air. Thank you so much for being patient. As you guys know, we just recorded a pre-recorded podcast, and it's now up on iTunes for your listening pleasure. Ali, I was just talking briefly about the debate that we were having off the air about Julius Randle, Nikola Mirotic, how the Pelicans can hold on to both of these guys long-term. Should the Pelicans hold on to them long-term, how do you think they do it at what will probably be a pretty high salary cap number for each of them?
Yeah, the biggest thing is going to be, obviously, they're going to have to create that space, first of all, because you've got to expect Julius Randle wants something near the max. I can't remember what he turned down with the Lakers or the kind of numbers that were on the table for him, but I want to say it was at least $20 million a season. And then you've got to figure Nikola is going to want a nice salary bump up from $12 million a year. And when you just look at the Pelicans' books, if you don't remove Solomon Hill, each one more, I think all they could have available is right around that $30 million mark, or a little bit more, a little bit north of that maybe, but that would be about it. So obviously you got to first take care of the economics. But once you did, then of course you've got to make sure that the fit is there. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, and that's what we talked about off the air, really, is the most important thing. How is everybody going to look alongside Anthony Davis? Are they going to be able to be this you know, big trio that can basically tear apart through chains, regardless of which two of the three is out there on the court. If they can do that, then yes, Delvin should try his hardest at maintaining or bringing back Randall and Mirotić. But if not, then you've got to go with the one that honestly fits best with Anthony, whether it's Nikola Mirotić's outside shooting or whether it's Randall's bulldog ways where he allows AD to play a little bit more on the perimeter because he's handling down there inside the paint.
All right, Ali, another thing that I want to ask you, obviously, at the season-ending presser, and we've talked about this at length, Alvin Gentry and Dell Demps both referred to Nikola Mirotić as a savior. With that being said, we know that Anthony Davis actively recruited Julius Randle at that point in time whenever they added him to the roster. At this point in time, which player do you think holds more value in the eyes of the front office?
Ooh, good question. You've got to think it might be Julius Randle for some reason. I don't know. That's just my gut. You would think that it would be Nikola Mirotić, but I just kind of tend towards thinking that it's Julius Randle because his trajectory. I'm looking at what this guy's done since he's entered the league. And like I just wrote, he had one of the most underrated seasons I've seen in some time. That's where he compares favorably with among the best big men in the league. Over the last 20 years, only, 11 different names. That includes Julius Randle. Only 11 different players are able to post these stats per 30 tiny lists. And that signals, and especially Randle's defense develops, that signals that this guy's not just a good player, he's a great player, and that he has all-star potential. So I'm leaning towards Randle.
All right, Ali, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Obviously, you guys know that we just recorded a good podcast. I want to say it was around an hour and 10 minutes with Ali, with Kevin, with Jamile Dunn. This has been our first live trial, our first live podcast. Of course, we're going to have more of these in the future. I think it's specifically going to become super advantageous for us during the season, following games with recaps, getting you guys' reactions, whether it be your frustration or your jubilation following the opening night game against the Houston Rockets. That might be a big live trial where we take a lot of callers. For now, thanks you guys so much. I'm Preston Ellis. Of course, that was Ali Cosell. You can follow him at Ali Cosell. You can follow me at Preston Ellis. And I'm going to go ahead and try to hit the closing button. Let's go, Pels.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Bird Calls on OTG and Nothing But Net here on Dash Radio. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.